A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Today, we'll be taking a look at the latest in the earnings season and Davos, of course, and a new flashpoint for geopolitics. An opposition leader in Venezuela has declared himself interim president and is getting a lot of support from major world leaders. Well, let's get a bigger picture from Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, let's look at what's moving the markets today, Sunny. We are looking at a rather positive session overnight on Wall Street, and that was partly due to U.S. earnings. So some good numbers from IBM, United Technologies, and P&G. Sunny, what's your take on the earnings season so far? Are the numbers worth cheering?
Well, we have to understand earnings are more backward-looking, meaning to say these are really earnings from the previous quarter. The trajectory or the growth momentum, as we have seen from last year, still continues. But we're getting signs that the momentum is actually slowing down. Some major companies, especially those dealing with discretionary spending, Netflix, Facebook and such, giving either lower earnings or even lower guidance going forward. There are signs that the global economy, including that of the U.S., is now starting to plateau. So going forward, that's why we are seeing more and more analysts now slashing their earnings projection. So I think we're moving at an inflection point where going forward, the real challenge is whether some of these earning numbers can continue to remain high. So I think, and the market is always forward-looking. So it will cheer what we have seen in Q4 and last year. I think going forward, it'll be a little bit more cautious.
Going forward, a lot of people are saying there's going to be a slowdown. Things are going to be, I guess, not as rosy as 2018. And we are getting this sense from Davos, Sunny. In fact, Indonesia's investment chief has been quoted as saying, he's thankful for the global economic slowdown because this really makes people think about the financial risks that were building up ahead of this slowdown. What do you think is the picture here? Do you think there's a silver lining behind this?
Slowdowns in growth, in other words, even a recession, some people may use that word, is a natural progression from boom cycle. That means we have certain periods of time where the economy, whether it's a country or globally, will go up. And thereafter, there's a reset whereby it will come down. So that's why we have such things called economic cycles, and it's not just one straight line. The big question now is, and I think what the Indonesian investment chief was alluding to, was we have had a lot of excesses over the past decade, mainly due to extremely low interest rates, mainly due to excessive liquidity. A lot of asset prices are probably way beyond what we call fundamental levels. So when we have a slowdown, it tends to bring these excessive prices back to what we call more realistic levels. The only question is whether that reversal is going to be what we call orderly or disorderly. So the question now is really, if it's a disorderly one, then we have a crisis. If it's an orderly one, then we have what we call a normal recession.
We are chatting with Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. So Sunny, this topic around trade wars and the outlook for China were among the major themes in the World Economic Forum in Davos this week. And many of the delegates are predicting that even though growth is slowing down, we will still avoid a recession. Are you as optimistic as what they're saying right now?
Unfortunately not. As I mentioned, it's a cycle, so we will probably undergo a slowdown. Question is whether it's orderly or disorderly. This time around, you will see that the authorities lack the necessary ammunition to guide growth into an orderly decline, meaning to say, in traditional sense, when growth slows, you will reduce interest rates, the central bank will reduce interest rates, the governments will embark on strong fiscal policy to promote spending.
So like cutting interest rates?
Yes, for cutting interest rates, fiscal spending, and then the consumers or the households will use both low interest rates, fiscal spending to boost consumption, and that all will help to cushion the decline in growth. But this time around, when you look at it, rates are too low. You can't cut rates significantly enough to boost consumption. Number two, most countries or governments are hugely in debt. So if they spend more, it's going to result in a debt-to-GDP ratio, which is like really, really high. And most households themselves are in debt. So even if you give them low rates and fiscal spending, they're not going to spend a lot because they're really too much indebted at this particular point. So everything points to the odds being that we may have a more disruptive kind of decline or slowdown rather than one which can be engineered as a soft landing.
Definitely a tough situation to get out of. Another thing that's making a headline, Sunny, is Venezuela. So its opposition leader, Juan Guaido, has declared himself interim president and has won the backing of many world leaders, including US President Donald Trump. And that has prompted the current leader, Nicolas Maduro, to break relations with the United States. And now we have reports that Washington is getting ready to slap sanctions on Venezuela. So, of course, Venezuela is a big oil producer. How much do you think this will affect oil prices?
One of the largest oil exporters, in fact, within the OPEC group. But currently, already because of what has been happening, it has been exporting less and less over to refineries in the U.S. So short term, it could cause an even lesser export of oil to the U.S., but I think that's been priced in already. Hopefully, if the situation improves and there's a change in government, then Venezuela will then restart again its full capacity and export to the rest of the world. And I think that will help to stabilize oil prices. But I think short term, what we'll see is it may support oil prices in terms of even lesser exports. But over the long run, depending on the social situation and political situation, once it comes back on stream, then it could be actually exporting more than it is today.
No, thank you so much, Sunny. We'll keep it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Most welcome.
All right, thank you. We're speaking with Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance, on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.